It was Labor Day weekend, and I didn't have to go to school. My family decided to go help with the hurricane workers after Hurricane Katrina completely destroyed New Orleans and Mississippi. We headed to the Kelly Air Force Base, where they were collecting all the donations. As we arrived, we saw a huge line of cars. They were all dropping donations off. We parked and started walking towards the warehouse, where they were organizing everything. The warehouse was really big, with no air conditioning and no windows. There were people everywhere, carrying bags filled with clothes, shoes, socks, and other things. I started sorting through all the clothes and looking for women's summer clothes. Soon people began to drop off plastic bags full of more clothes into my pile for me to sort through. I worked as fast as I could, but the bags kept getting higher and higher. Soon the bags were piling up taller than me, and people still kept bringing more bags. I sorted and sorted, but they just kept coming. A lady was walking around with a cooler full of ice-cold water, and she gave me some. It tasted so good going down my throat. Suddenly, someone called for everyone's attention. He stood on top of a chair and announced that everyone had to work together to form an assembly line and move the bags and boxes from the entrance of the warehouse to the inside. So we all began to line up. I stood next to some people that I had never met in my life. It was really surprising because everyone I met was very nice and polite. Soon people were making jokes as they passed bag after bag to the people next to them. The bags at the entrance started to go down, but a line of cars kept coming and coming, bringing more and more bags for us to move. So we kept working and working. Many times we thought we were done, only to have more bags start coming. After a while, some people had to leave to go home, and our line began to have less and less people. We had to walk longer and longer distances to find another person to take the bags that we were carrying. But even though we had to walk more, everyone was still happy and cheerful. After a while, someone set up a table with food, and I went to go eat something with my mom. It really amazed me how everyone was willing to work together with other people that they didn't even know and help people that they had never met before. They sorted through mountains and mountains of clothes and put up with a lot of heat just to help others. It gave me a good feeling to be helping out, like I had accomplished something because of it. God tells us to help other people, to treat others like we would want to be treated. If I had spent my holiday sitting around at home doing nothing, I would have felt like it was a waste. But there in that warehouse helping those strangers, I felt like I had done something good with my day and that I hadn't wasted it.